You've probably heard of carpal tunnel syndrome, or perhaps you've received that diagnosis, but you aren't sure exactly what it is. Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab is going to give us some insight today. Dr. Riley, let's first define carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yes, Scott. Carpal tunnel syndrome is a syndrome that is caused from essentially just a pinched nerve in the wrist. It's the median nerve that runs down through your wrist, and it typically results in some numbness, some tingling in some of your fingers. It's typically, onset is from cumulative type activities. And what the three fingers that where you will feel the numbness, it's the third, fourth, and fifth digits. A lot of times we see folks in the clinic that repetitive type injuries like keyboards, guitars, just things that they're using their hands over and over again. Over time, that nerve gets irritated, just like a nerve might get irritated in your back, like your sciatic nerve. And once it gets irritated, it can reproduce some numbness, tingling, or pain down into the fingers. You know, there's all kinds of different, treatment methods. Conservative treatment's always going to be the first thing that we would recommend on something like that. Orthopedic tests are the way we diagnose this. Other studies like EMGs or NCVs, those are types of nerve conduction velocity tests, big fancy words, but that can kind of let us know if there's some entrapment specifically in the wrist. Sometimes the problem could be up in the elbow or even the neck. So we want to rule a few problems out and make sure it is in the wrist itself. And then once we've properly diagnosed, then we can move forward with some different treatment options.
Now, a lot of people may have heard this in association with, like you said, sitting at a desk, you type a lot, maybe that sort of thing. Are there other ways you can get it, sports related, or is it primarily just a lot of usage of your fingers?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's primarily repetitive or cumulative type trauma, meaning over and over. It's not typically related to like a traumatic or an acute event, like a sports injury or so forth. But it's just those, that over and over, that repetitive use of the hands can typically lead to it. I spoke briefly earlier about conservative treatment. Conservative treatment might include physical therapy. Most definitely, it might include some type of splinting. A lot of times what we'll talk to our patients about, they'll present complaining of, finger pain, finger numbness, we might think it's carpal tunnel, and they'll talk about how it's worse in the mornings. Well, a lot of times what will happen is when we sleep, you might actually flex or bend your wrist a little bit, and that actually even contributes or may exacerbate the problem. So we're able to, kind of front line of defense might be splinting. We can get patients just in over-the-counter type splints that will keep their wrists in a neutral position. Okay. And then other types of therapy might be ultrasound. Ultrasound's been an effective form of treatment, anti-inflammatories, different types of medications, physical therapy, someone that specializes in hands and wrist type injuries is obviously very good as well. Now, in very, very extreme situations, unfortunately, surgical intervention may be, required or indicated when you've exhausted, all those conservative options. And what they'll do is they'll go in there and just release that nerve to reduce the pressure and irritation. It's a very, very common procedure. Relatively, there aren't a whole lot of side effects from it, and patients typically recover very quickly and very well from it.
Now, if someone is listening to this, it's likely, or at least probable, that they have some concerns. So let's dig into symptoms just a little bit more. You talked about numbness, tingling, but what about frequency and severity?
Well, it actually, the more you do, the worse it can get. And in some, cases, you might sense a little bit of weakness or you might drop objects. Now, that is a red flag, and that's definitely when we want to get in and see a medical provider. First thing you're going to feel is the tingling or the numbness in the fingers of the hand. Also, it can get into that thumb or the index, so be very, very careful. Even when you extend your wrist, you might feel it a little bit more as well.
And so, but this is a sensation that'll come and go, throughout the day or various times during the week or what?
Exactly. I mean, there's really no rhyme or reason. In extreme cases, when that nerve is really irritated or impinged, you might have symptoms throughout the day. In other cases, like say with a guitar player or a receptionist, someone that is using that hand, that frequent or repetitive activity might contribute to it as well.
And what about any quick tips on prevention?
Well, stretching is very important, and stretching back into extension, taking the wrist back into extension, different types of hand exercises and so forth are all very good. Unfortunately, with these repetitive type of activities or things that we might have to do throughout the day, It's more of just a management. Once you start to observe the symptoms, maybe get in and see someone. They can get you a little home program of some exercises, some stretching, some other things to do. Ice is also a decent option as well. You know, we have a cold laser. We've talked about that in the past. Cold laser therapy here in the clinic has been shown to be fairly effective for carpal syndrome as well.
If you've experienced any of the symptoms Dr. Riley described today, why not have it checked out? Give Dr. Riley and his team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call, 918-743-3737.